Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Mandela.
Latrice Royale.
I'm feeling extra glamorous tonight.
Giving everything you got. Trying to make it to the top. Never ever gonna stop. Even if you get the chop, chop, chop.
Girl, you got the chop.
Don't be a bitter bitch. Just make them eat it, honey.
Welcome to The Chop with Latrice and Manila,
where we give you the weekly recap and rundown of Canada's drag race. Who's on top?
And who will get the chop?
Let's chop it up.
Let's chop it up, girl.
This week's challenge. Well, let's go back to last week.
Let's go to last week. Last week, we got to see all the queens in their ballet best in the mini challenge. That was fun. Then in two teams, they competed to create some iconic heritage moments in a green screen acting challenge. Now, for the runway, the queens recreated their first-time drag looks, and Lemon won. Kine.
Congratulations.
Yeah, Kine and Tainomi were in the bottom, and after the lip sync, Kine kindly went home. So that's the recap.
We're all
on
up
that.
To date. We're all up to date.
Yes, spoiler. But we did get some messages from our new inbox. So what do we have, Manila?
We have Christy Lee writes us, "Good morning, dolls. I'm 16 minutes into episode 2 of The Chop. Thank you for doing a little research before recording the episode."
Okay.
It makes it so much more enjoyable knowing that you get the humor and history of what you're watching. Yes, girl, it's very informative, right?
It's true.
Canadians tend to be a little neurotic about our identity because we're so often eclipsed by the USA. I mean, I get it, girl, all right? When any foreign celebrities shout out, it's our Sally Field moment. You like us. You really like us.
No,
okay,
we
so
love
she enjoys
you.
Watching this.
Yeah.
She enjoys watching this. So thank you guys so much for writing us, Christy Lee. And the rest of y'all listeners, if you want to send us an email, let us know what you think, maybe any comments or whatever, go to latriceandmanila@gmail.com.
Boop, boop, doop. And we have an incredibly special guest with us this week. I'm so excited about this because she's our mom.
She was like negative 20 years old.
Mom is an acronym for Moguls of Media, and she's one of the head bitches in charge. She's also winner of All Stars Season 2, co-host of the Race Chaser podcast, and vagina advocate. It's Alaska Thunderfuck! 5,000 from outer space.
Welcome to The Chop, Alaska.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here. You both look amazing.
Thank you.
I also have been listening to the pod and really enjoying it. And I'm so grateful that you both are doing this podcast. We need you in the world. So thank you.
Thank you. Alaska.
Thank you.
And thanks for this opportunity. I think it's so cool that you and Big Dipper and Willem are getting together and you're starting this whole podcast together and letting us, you know, girl, we need the work too, right? So we thanks, amen, girl, for looking out for us.
Amen.
Girl, the mom family.
I love it.
Yes! Drag moms everywhere uniting for our own podcast so y'all can listen to our unauto-tuned voices, girls and boys, and everyone's in-betweens.
Manila loves her auto-tune. Please give some to Jinx Monsoon.
Come yes, on, lady buddy.
Lady buddy quote. All right, so Lasky, are you watching Canada's Drag Race, and what do you think?
Yes, I am watching, and I love it. I mean, it's always interesting to see, like, how a different part of the world just, like, does drag. It's fascinating. Mm-hmm. Like each one is so vastly different. Like, the UK was all about, like, kind of cunty humor, and, like, Thailand is all about just, like, runways like you've never fucking seen people lighting themselves on fire. So, like, for sure. Another region of the world, we have Canada, where everyone is, like, they're lip-syncing against each other, but they're like, I love you so much. Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I had to lip-sync.
And that is this week's episode, is we're getting to know the apologetic, passive-aggressive side of Canadian culture. And I honestly, like... It's really hard because, like, we are so, like, set in stone in this way. Like, just because I think Canada is so close to the U.S., like, we kind of, like, just kind of meld it all in, as one. But it's really, really fun, and it's really exciting, and it's got a new twist on the show that we all love.
Completely. Yeah, I love that.
I love it. In love with it. And, yeah, the whole sorry, not sorry, is so true. It's so true. Oh my God, it's so true. But I live for it because, you know, it's like, you know that they're really not, but we're going to be polite about it. But the shade is that they're not really sorry. So I love it.
Let's get into this episode, girls. So we have a message from Kine on the mirror. It's basically saying, like, Tainomi, this isn't your moment. Shut up. I feel very attacked.
God bless Kine. I mean, you know, she was a spitfire. She'll be missed. Well, I don't know if she'll definitely be missed, but she was...
She's definitely injected a lot of the drama that we are used to watching on Drag Race. And I feel like, it, you know, because it was in... I'm getting to know, like, the way things are in Canada. And so I'm getting to see, like, that was a little bit too much for them. So they had to chop her real quick.
Real you quick. Know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if it was like Brooke walked off set after that interaction in the workroom and was just like, that bitch has gotta go. I mean, I don't know. She was like, I'm not doing a pearl and letting this queen get to the final three.
Not on episode two, girl. Not on episode two.
Do not do it.
Well, you know, as a drag queen, we can be very vicious, just as glamorous as we can be. So don't fuck with the drag queens, you know? Well, we get a video message from Rue.
Hey, kitty girls. I've always wondered how Canadians get anything done with all the apologizing you do. Sorry about this. Sorry about that. The time has come for you to ru-apologize like your life depends on it. Sorry, not sorry, but totally sorry. RuPaul looks so good in the workroom messages.
Lovely. Stunning.
Yes. I don't think she's scheduled yet to be on the show, so this is her only thing. So she went all out for Canada's
Drag
Race.
Did
you know?
Her.
They did her.
Yeah,
correctly.
She looks so good, and like you can tell, like she, you know, because she little peed on there. She's like, "This is our show, and go with it, and do with it as you must." You know.
Yes.
So we get this mini challenge where they have to read off their teleprompters. Have you ever had a thing? We've done that on season one of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah, they made them read off a teleprompter and put like really hard words in it, like Ahmadinejad, and like just like trying to throw them off. They up the ante this time because they're like, okay, we're gonna give it to you three times. Three languages.
Three languages.
French, English, Draglish.
Draglish.
Well, we did a teleprompter news challenge on season 3 back in my day. But
oh, you did?
Yes, girl, it was the news challenge.
Oh, yeah.
I opted out because I was like, I'm going to fuck up that because, like, I'm really bad at reading, like, really fast. And, like, I have bad visions. But, you know, with the contact lenses and the eyelashes and the lights in your face, I was like, I don't want to risk this. So I did the Asian reporter on that episode instead so I could just make up shit. So I didn't have to. You know, I just didn't want to, because it looks hard, girl. It's hard reading a teleprompter.
It's not easy. And my problem is I talk really slow. So, like, I would not be a good newscaster. It would be...
You'd be missing lines and shit, girl. I'd have been gone, honey. The next subject is up, bitch. They got the wrong picture up. You still talking.
Yeah, still trying to get through it.
But they do it in French. Now, some of the girls already know French. So, this is easy for them.
Yeah.
And they both get on a team together.
Rita and Kiara. Yeah, they like got this in the bag.
Rita Bag of Chips Aura. Rita Bag of Chips Aura. They get a 20-minute quick drag, which I love quick drag, and news anchor quick drag is even better.
Yes.
Someone says Tainomi looks like your fucking auntie. Like,
none of my auntie looked that bearded, bitch. Back telling you, bitch, no ma'am, honey. She gave you 8 o'clock shadow.
I think the fact that when you get up in quick drag, it's like sloppy and it's supposed to be humorous. So like it kind of sets the tone for the whole thing. This is just a mini challenge. So this is just something fun. You already know that it doesn't really matter if you're going to like do well at this. Just make it entertaining. And some of the queens are really entertaining. I really like Jimbo. I thought Jimbo did a fantastic job.
Yes. Yes. I love Jimbo.
I think Priyanka and Lemon did it with such ease that they were able to, like, kind of, you know, show off a little bit with their own personalities within it because they were, I guess, reading is fundamental.
Yeah, they were, like, watching Kelly Ripa. Like, they were really...
They were
just,
right,
like,
on it.
Yeah.
They were on it. Yeah.
But Jimbo's character work, Jesus, I was just like, she's committed.
Fully committed.
Committed.
Even after they're done.
No.
In the workroom.
Well, that's what really is really interesting about it is because the bitch is smart. She's like, oh, I'm going to embody this character. It's almost like practice for Snatch Game, right? And she is going to stay in this character and she's going to speak to the other bitches and read them down as this character. So she has no blood on her hands if she's like doing some side-eye shit for the camera towards the other girls because, you know, oh, it all comes off, and she was just playing this, like,
character,
right?
Right. But I got a feeling that Jimbo has so much shit in her arsenal. Like, she is going to pull some shit out on these hoes that they're not ready for. So I can't wait to see more of her, for real, for real.
Okay, so we get to a maxi challenge, okay? Now that Priyanka and Lemon won, they have to become the team captains. Like, nothing good comes
the curse!
From winning
the
a mini challenge.
You always say it's true.
And now they're fighting against each other, okay? And they have to pick teams for their rival girl groups to have a, like, a pitch-perfect rap battle against each
Very
other.
Bad. Very bad.
Canadian style. To the song, Sorry, Not Sorry, okay? We got the two teams. So whatever teams they landed on, it doesn't really matter, except for Ilona was picked last again.
Again.
That's got to weigh on her, and it obviously does. Like, I know that you want to go into it and not take it personal, but, like, two episodes in a row, you're just like, what the fuck, guys?
Yeah.
So she's already, like, really definitely feeling that. I think that the girls, well, I don't know. They're not really, you know, going in and having that cry moment, that teammate moment, and, you know, sharing that we all feel that way in some ways. And you got this, girl. We all got this. We got each other. But they're like, let's keep it moving. And she kind of had to figure it out herself. They're on the sofa, right?
Keep it pushing. Okay.
Girl, we don't have time to lift your fucking ass up in this competition. So, like, if you want to feel that way, We're gonna we're gonna throw you under the bus later on. Sorry, not sorry. Should we take a break right now?
Yeah, why don't we talk about that right after this special break?
Because I need more wine. Thank you.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama... Okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with Top Factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag. And get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
And we're back to the chop with Manila and Latrice.
And our special guest judge, Alaska.
Woo-woo. Oh.
So I love this section. Also, Ralph. I was expecting someone different than who we saw on stage.
True that. Don't let the name fool you. But when I tell you, she was amazing. Like, I kiki'd with her. Like, she was in on the reeds, letting the bitches have it. It was true entertainment at its finest. And I laughed, I chuckled, and she's brilliant.
I also felt like we got to see a lot of the work that the queens were putting into recording. I feel like in the past, it just seems very rushed and like you either know how to freaking rap or you don't know how to rap. And then they just kind of like, you know, make fun of that. But I really felt like they were actually like she was working with them so that they could get a really good thing. And honestly, like fast forward ahead, spoiler alert, like the song turned out really good.
Really cute.
So some of these queens were struggling, like Boa. She was, you know, having trouble, you know, giving all her lines.
Scarlet Bobo looks are a no-no. Oh, no, try it again. Scarlet Bobo looks are a no-no. No, let's do that again. Let's do that again.
It was, I didn't even think she was doing it that bad. So I was kind of like, maybe it's just because I'm loving Boa recently, just because she's so silly. But like, I thought she was doing pretty good, but like, they just went to goes to show, like, they were really putting in the effort. They really wanted to get these girls' best performances.
Yeah.
And hey, as long as the final result is good, I feel like it doesn't matter how many takes you do, right? Especially when someone else is paying for the studio time.
I mean that.
You know? So.
Where is the lie? Okay.
Get it in, girl.
Some of the girls are letting us know that they have songs on iTunes as well.
Right. And if you don't have a song on iTunes, what are you doing here? Are you even doing drag?
Well, girl. I think it's actually a really interesting thing because, like, back in my day, we didn't put songs on iTunes until after we were on Drag Race. But now, like, the local queens have figured out, girl, it don't take that much to get your song on iTunes. You just have to fill out a form and pay a quick little fee, and you can sell your song on iTunes. So I think it's kind of amazing that we have girls that have experience coming in, so it should be showing in this competition. You know what I mean? It should be showing, like, they're familiar being in front of a mic. And some of these girls are doing really, really well. I'm very proud of them.
Very well. I mean, at this stage of the game, and this many, over a decade in, we now see the trajectory of how it works. And now these girls know that if you want to be ahead of the game, you got to be ahead of the game. And so putting out a song and having a music video, that's just part of being, you know, what we do now. Just, look at it. In quarantine, putting out videos.
And it doesn't matter if you're on RuPaul's Drag Race or not. You can have a song on iTunes and a music video to go with it. And you can go and travel and do everything that you can here, no matter what country you're in. Okay. So that seems like the easy part, because then we have the choreo part.
Baby.
Girl. And first of all, I kind of want to punch Lemon in the face a little bit. I know Lemon, and I was one of the first people to ever paint Lemon. I have to tell you.
Oh, really?
Yes. I wasn't her first time in drag. I've been corrected on this. I thought I was her first time putting her in drag, but it was actually her second. So I know her. But like during this, she's just like kick and slick and hey, work and hit and boom, boom. And the rest of the girls are like, can we slow it down, please?
was living. Well, because you know what? For me, I've been waiting for Lemon to show me what she can do. And like, because she was talking,
showing.
No tea.
If you listen to episode 2 of The Chop, we were left a little. We thought there was going to be more dance skills coming from her in her first lip sync. That's just our opinion.
Just our opinion.
But she was killing it,
she
girl.
Was letting them hoes have it. She goes, "I'm gonna dance all over you hoes and pump, bitch."
And so I mean, I don't care. Like, this is a competition. So if this is the one thing that you're good at, you're gonna go on TV showing off what you can do. So you know from now on that you're gonna get a good dance show from Lemon. And
Tainomi was real good, and Kiara too. Like, bitch, she danced better than she walked in them heels last week. I was very surprised.
Well, I like it because you can tell that Kiara is like, she's like seeing like, okay, these girls are the strong ones in this particular competition. So she's going to push herself to be at their level. And she made the effort. Unlike some of the other queens who just like stood there like,
deer in the headlights.
I am that girl when it comes to dance rehearsals, so I have compassion. And I know that a lot of the work happens after the cameras shut down, and then they like let you rehearse until midnight and you just drill it over and over. Then you go back to the hotel room and you don't sleep. You just try to learn the choreo. That's how I had to function, because that's how I do dance.
Yes.
That's how dance do you.
That's how dance does me, correct, Kita.
Yeah, and I guess like as a viewer, we're only seeing like the 15-minute dance lesson that they do on stage with Hollywood Jade. But what I didn't realize is that they were struggling, because not only was it kind of difficult choreography, no tea. Like it looked like it was a lot for a lot of these for most of those girls.
Oh, yeah.
And like, you know, it's the choreographer was definitely showing off. So, like, he was giving, like, some good moves that only two or three of the queens could actually get.
There were a lot of and beats. You know, Heklina in San Francisco, whenever someone's making choreo for her, she's like, no ands. It's just 1, 2, 3, 4. No 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4. No ands.
You gotta have
there were a lot of ands. Then the girls left the stage, and the choreographer was like, it's not hard. What is wrong with that?
But of course, it's not hard for him. He made it up. You know what I mean?
Right. Of course. But was it just me, or was it like because the first group had Lemon and Tainomi in there, and they were kind of like some, you know, advanced skill dancers, that when he got to group 2, that he went like super fast and like...
Right, yeah, because he's tired. He's like, yeah, he was just warmed up. He was like, good to go. You know what I mean? And those girls were
the special group. They were the struggle bus for sure.
What's the next thing that we do?
The girls are talking in the workroom. Priyanka says, well, I haven't told my dad that I like do drag and that I'm gay, but I told him I'm dating a girl named Priyanka.
Brilliant.
It's not a lie.
Not a lie. Not a lie.
I'm seeing a girl.
I'm seeing a girl.
I see her.
I see her.
From time
it's all
to
about
time.
The wording, right? Yeah. It's all about the wording and slipping it in there. Like
sometimes 3 to 5 times a week.
during June.
Well, I mean, I relate to this because, like, when I came out to my father, my parents, like, my father took it hard, and then, like, it was just even harder for him to just grasp the idea of me doing drag on top of being gay. So it was just something that we kind of avoided talking about. I mean, he knew I was gay because I told him, but, like, I get the... Adding the drag on top of it is just, like, extra, extra, like, whipped cream,
yep.
Nuts and sprinkles, you know? I feel for it. I feel for her. I mean,
yeah.
And besides, now there's no escape. Like, this is her coming out to her dad. Like, now she's going to be on TV. He's going to have to deal with it. It doesn't matter anymore. Like, so, good for her.
And she has songs on iTunes. Now, okay, so this guest host thing has been weird and a strange thing that I don't fully understand until Deborah Cox. Then it all made sense.
Then you're like, okay. That's part of our problem, because we're dumb Americans and we only know Deborah Cox. And so far...
honestly, though, like, it's almost more of like a subculture because Deborah Cox was like very huge. She's huge in like the dance scene, especially in the early 2000s when we all started drag. So like she is legendary in the drag community and the gay community. Her voice is so powerful. She's acted. She's been on Broadway. She's done everything. She's like a big name, but like still not even as big as she could have been in the States.
I agree.
But
agree.
In Canada, she's huge.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can't even tell you how many times I've worked with her, and she's been amazing every time.
Yeah.
I saw her live here at a club called Coliseum, 2000, New Year's Eve. She hit the stage, and my God. You know we were on everything, but, you know, uppers, downers, candy corns, girl. We're on everything. And
corn dogs.
And she was spectacular, honey. Spectacular.
Oh, she's amazing.
I love her.
And I feel like she's earned the right to walk the runway and say, you know, gentlemen, start your engines. May the best woman win. Yeah. Get ready to lip sync for your life. They put the echo effect on her voice. She's earned her place in the queer community where I feel like that makes sense for her to sit in that chair and do that. Yeah. So finally, the guest host thing makes sense.
It clicked.
But you know, at first I was like, why didn't they open with her? You know, of course, everyone has scheduling issues, so that might not be the issue. Right. But like, to be honest, like, I'm glad that it happened now. So like, I've had two episodes to kind of get used to the guest host thing.
Yes.
And like, I would have hated to have felt that way if she went on the first episode and I was like, who the heck does Deborah Cox think she is? RuPaul? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I'm cool with like, you know, easing into it. You know, you gotta tease the whole a little bit.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
Before she just accepts the whole gorgeousness of it.
Lubed and prepped. Mm-hmm. Lubed and prepped,
relaxed and ready to take all of this new guest host information in, right, girl?
Wow. Speaking of lubed and prepped, we have this main stage performance, and these names for these groups, girl. The Dolls.
The Dwarves.
And the Moose. When I holler when they said the Moose Knuckles. Now, bitch, I know what a Moose Knuckle is. That's for sure. You don't have to be Canadian to know that. All you have to do is look at Jay Sotomayor's Tuck in season one.
Oh, wow.
Wait. I don't mean to... Okay. Moose Knuckles, like, sometimes you can't help it. Because, like, if you just happen to have really big nuts, you can't get away with it. You can't get flat
those
tack.
Nuts
sorry.
Away from my face.
I applaud the girls for picking that name. I know that on Star City was like, well, what are we calling ourselves? But I think that it's such like a good representation of like having something really fun, something very Canadian, and it's like setting everyone up for like, we're gonna have a good time. We're not taking yourselves too serious,
right? And I like that. Yeah.
I thought the song was good.
Yes.
It turned out really cute.
The song turned out fantastic. It was a long fucking song, bitch.
For real. They did the full 12-inch version, bitch.
It was like a full, it was like a Rusical level. You know what I mean? Like, there was an introduction, there was multiple middle parts, and then there was a whole switch it around on its head. Like, the girls are like, oh, now suddenly, like, after they've all read each other, they're like apologizing to each other.
Right. It was 10 verses, girl. It was 10 verses.
It was like 10 minutes long, girl. No wonder these bitches were struggling so hard with the choreo. It wasn't the choreo. It was just that it was so much of the choreo.
A lot, yes.
Not only were the choruses that they all had to do their numbers, but then there was a lot of blocking. There was a lot of verses.
And then the reset. And then there's the other team. It's like, it was a lot.
And then you have to do the acting on top of it. Then the performing and the... It was a lot. And some of the girls...
Woo!
It showed.
Baby! Who was that in the back? Was it Ilona?
It was Ilona.
Oh, baby.
What about in the front with Tainomi? Because she wasn't doing none of the words.
Oh.
She was getting the dance.
Well, But I understand, because when you're like a pop star, though, and like the chorus comes on, then you just like stop singing and just like.
It was her verse, girl. It was her verse, girl. It was her verse.
Oh, it was her verse that she didn't know the words?
Yes,
well,
girl.
It was the both. It was the both. But her, definitely her verse. Definitely her verse.
Never mind. Rescinded.
Verse, I feel for her because like I've done this before where you like have choreography and like you're concentrating so hard on doing the choreography and performing that you forget like, oh, you have to be doing the lip sync too. I mean, it's happened, but like, damn, girl. I don't know. Is it because like on episode one, she came in and she was like, every girl knows me. Everyone owes their career to me, that I'm having these like higher expectations for her. Like that makes me like.
A little bit.
Right?
But because everybody knows like her she came, standard, though.
If she came in, they're like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm just here to have fun. Like, and if she did, I feel like I wouldn't be like, come on, girl. Like, everyone's supposed to say that you're, I don't know. I feel really bad.
Again, Drag Race has a way of exposing those insecurities and those little moments that twinkle out on your ass when you think you're the most confident and you should be slaying. And then all of a sudden, no.
Yeah, totally.
Well, let's talk about our standouts when we get back from this break.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Chop, 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 chop
And we are back to the Chop with Manila Latrice and our special guest, Alaska.
Are we talking about the runway?
The runway.
Who? Quebecy. Quebecy with the good hair. So this is similar to the hairball.
The hairball.
Which was on season 3. Yeah.
I love it. Except I think it looks like they had to do it. Like, they had to, like, bring their own wigs.
Oh, truly.
As opposed to being supplied them and having to make it on the spot. Obviously,
right.
There was a lot of freaking hair. And hair's not cheap. Like, one wig is, like, a pretty decent wig is, like, $40, right? So if you have, like, 10 wigs on your outfit, that's $400. That's a lot of money. Tracks aren't cheap either. Like, the longer you want it, the more expensive it gets.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you better already know who my fave and standout is Jimbo, bitch. When that bitch bent that corner with, oh my God. I was like, oh, for real? This is how you doing it, bitch? Yeah. Oh my God. Full on body, yaddy, yaddy, bitch. Leather harness, boots, titty plate, bitch. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes, yeah, ma'am. Show us what you can
everything.
Do, honey.
I was already copying all of it in my, like, mind for my next outfit. That's, like, how good it was. It was just, like...
So good.
And the fact that she, like, got this, like, weird ombre blonde to red thing, and then she just got hundreds of these wigs, and
oh,
she had them
God.
All over. And it was, like, it was attached to the outfit, but it looked like it just came down from her head, like,
cascading.
Rapunzel.
Yeah.
It was sickening. So good.
It was the Bibi Zahara Benet giant hair.
Right.
But she took four of that. And put them all down her fucking body.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. The other one I loved was Priyanka with the orange and blue combo.
Yeah, that was cute.
Ooh, with the braids.
Really cute. Yeah.
I just thought it was really well executed where she was able to take the hair and she was able to present it that was kind of different and made that hair into like the bodysuit, had the braids in her hair. Like it wasn't about like the volume or anything, but it was about like making the hair into a fabric or into like a harness. I thought that I loved that.
It was really cute.
Yeah, and the color really choice was fantastic because, well, Brooklyn was wearing the same damn color palette.
They got the memo, honey. Right. They got the memo. I can tell you who I did not like.
Tell
girl,
us.
Girl, okay, I know she funny and Manila's favorite, but bitch, Boa bent that corner and I was like, no, ma'am, when she took off that coat and that green... Oh. Horrible with the my God, it was so no, ma'am, Pam. Manila, you were living, weren't you? You were living. You were like, bitch, I wish I had made this on my season.
I cackled out loud when she came around the corner with the big pageant hair and the fur coat. And she came, I knew she was going to have a reveal, but like the way that she described it in her commentary was like, I'm just coming out here in this beautiful fur coat. And she says, not, I mean, it's so 90s. And then she takes it off and then there's like that awful like bodysuit with the spray. I mean, I think that it was like... Something could be funny for the club. It doesn't really work on the runway because it doesn't really have the... It didn't have the... Like, the skin tones didn't match. It was like...
Latrice!
Girl,
okay. I've done the number where it's the reveal to the garish pubic hair.
Yeah, yeah.
We've seen these sort of nude illusion painted bodysuits. They did a whole runway of them on season, what was it, seven.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, it was like sort of a combination of like things that just like, I feel like if someone else would have done this, they would have gotten dog walked.
They would have gotten sent home, bitch.
I think what it really comes down to is that it's just like, a bodysuit that we've kind of already seen before, the like using the extra hair as like pubes, ha ha ha, I've got a big, you know, like it's like a drag cliche at this point. And like, of course, like her actual hair wasn't fantastic. Neither was the fur coat. So there wasn't really that like elevated part about it. But I think it's just because like we expect so much from like these queens on the show that like we kind of hold it to a higher standard. I enjoyed it just because it was something I was like, oh, I know that joke already. Yeah, that's good.
Right.
And I think that like she was able to like use her personality to sell it as opposed to like the outfit.
But how long are we going to keep on excusing these horrible ass runways because she's got good personality?
Right.
No, ma'am. Uh-uh.
Well, I don't know because in the performance, despite the fact that we watched her fuck up so bad, like maybe
she turned it.
Repeating those lines over and over and over again really helped her to instill it in her mind because when she performed it, she was fantastic.
She was turned it, yeah.
And it doesn't matter what she wears on the runway as long as she can sell it. And I think that the judges have already told her that last week. So I don't know. Like, it wasn't my favorite, but like, whatever.
I have to give a mention to Scarlett Bobo, who I thought was phenomenal in the challenge. Like, she kicked her face and like, she was like, I was like, oh my God, that was really her stepping into herself in this competition. And she talks about kind of this exact thing with Boa. She's like, girl, you fucking hot glued some hair to your fucking bodysuit and they peed for you. And she's getting a little fed up about it.
I know the feeling.
I get it. She was having a little bit of like this. She was having her Aja moment where she's like, girl, you could wear a diaper on stage and they would live for it. You know what I mean? So
a little bit.
A little, like a politer, sorry about it, not sorry about it, Canadian right. way of delivering it. Correct us if we're wrong. You could email us at latricemanila@gmail.com. But is this at the same level if you're at Canadian standards? I'm not sure.
Right.
Now, who did not fare well in the challenge but turned it on the runway was Alona. Like
yes.
that powder blue poodle look with the rhinestone leash and the pasties. Like, well thought out. She was so polished. So polished. I was like, okay, we see what you can do.
And we've seen poodle looks before on the runway of Drag Race, but nothing like
Not
this.
Like this. Yeah.
It was like a cartoon stuffed animal you win at a carnival.
Right.
Like, just gorgeous outfit. And because it was so impactful, girl, it melted away any possibilities of her, like, having to lip sync, I think.
Right.
It was just such a good look.
Yeah.
It saved her. It saved her because she...
It did.
Yeah, it saved her.
One thing I picked up on is that she said that was her color. And we in episode one of The Chop, we talk about her powder blue armored look. So
oh,
this
yes.
is her... So her I think this is her
color.
Signature color. You know, like how yellow
her
is mine?
Color.
Yeah.
Hers
yeah.
is like a powder blue.
Powder blue, mm-hmm. which I'm here for, yeah.
What about Anastasia? I feel like if, like, Jimbo did this, it would have been like, oh my gosh, fierce. But because we know her as the pageant girl, I feel like it was a little harsh. Because I thought it was cool.
I thought it was cool, too. Why is it too much? It was not too much.
What
I
is too much, right?
I thought it was too much. I thought that, like, because you come out... No.
I'm a drag queen. How dare you?
Well, you established the scene with Cousin It, which is like the Addams Family. Okay, so there's so much you can work with the Addams Family. So as you turn around, you should be exactly what Brooklyn said. She should have been
Morticia.
A gorgeous Morticia with black hair that went all the way down. And she could have looked sickening. But instead, she had this random... No, first of all, she called it Chun Li, which I don't even play video games, but that was not Chun Li. Okay, she had this
Princess Amidala.
It was like Yara Sophia papatons on her head.
Yeah,
and she had a Fu Manchu. She had a Fu Manchu. I don't know. I feel like she set up such a really interesting concept, and when she turned around, it was like, oh yeah, she didn't hit the punchline. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was the reason why she failed for me.
But I still thought it was cool. I thought
it was
well done.
Amazing. Both those looks were fantastic on their own. Together, it was just like too much effort put into something that wasn't working in the first place. But
fair enough.
I fucking love the idea of, I liked both the looks, so I can't be mad at it. It just didn't make
work
sense
together.
Yeah.
Got it.
And that, I think, threw it off. And then, of course, like her performance, like, you know, it was just like,
yeah,
two strikes,
you
know?
I was sad that she was not excelling in the dancing and the rapping challenge. She looked out of place. Like, she was not at home.
Right.
Well, she just said she wanted to get it over with, girl. Like when she was putting the, and the thing about it is that like when you do the, when you do, when you record, like that sets the tone for how you're going to dance. And if you're going into there being like, you know, whatever, it's going to like, trust me, that happened to me on All Stars 4 when I just kind of went in there and I was like, let me just kind of do a little like, you know,
when I fail, mark this. Is it fair?
Yeah, it doesn't help you. You know what I mean? So I know it can fuck you up.
So then we have the safe queens, which is Lemon, which I'm sure is stuck in her craw. Rita Baga and Jimbo are all safe. and they kind of switched it up how they called out the top and bottom queens and dismissed the safe queens. So that was a little different. I was like, okay.
You like to switch it up, keep the girls on their toes. Mm-hmm. But that second they called the first girl, I was like, oh, this is the tops and bottoms. They're switching it up. As a viewer, I'm already expecting it. So like, as a person who's been in that performance, like when you look, because you know when the judges do that, you're like looking around like, oh shit, like,
oh shit, who's this?
Oh,
who's around?
The girl that really sucked stepped forward, so as long as she don't call my name, I know I'm safe, right?
Yeah.
And in this big group challenge thing, like, and there's only three of them, so I would be so like, whew, safe. I'm making it to episode 4, you know?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
So let's get to our judges' critiques.
Kira, she faded into the background during her performance. And her runway was kind of like reminiscent of Kine. I was like, oh, just did Kine leave her the costume and she took off the balls? Or
No, because Kine's actually fit her crotch a lot better than this one. This one looked like her crotch was like a drop crotch. And then the bell bottoms weren't even bell bottoms. They were just kind of like straight leg. And
they kind of palazzo pants.
They went palazzo pants, but they didn't quite make it past the ankle bone. So it was just like,
because there's a flood coming, girl.
And then the wig looked like the back of, I don't know, Alaska's wig. It was just like one big.
Thank you.
Matt.
One big matted. It looked like a cotton ball as opposed to hair. Oh,
I love that look. I feel like the gold jumpsuit, the gold disco jumpsuit, is now the new like red kimono. It's just like, it's like a moratorium on the gold disco jumpsuit on Drag Race forever now. No one can do it now. It's over.
No more.
It's over.
No more gold jumpsuits. I don't care.
Even if you think. Rest in peace.
We saw it here last. Kiara was the last person to wear it on Drag Race. I felt bad for Tainomi because her outfit, although I got what she was going for, it just was just poorly executed.
Well, at least put a flat iron and a brush through it if you're going to wear something like that. It can't look like you just took it out the bag and put it on, bitch. Like, that's hair. And you know how your wigs look? That's what it looked like. When you take a wig out the bag and put it on.
It's got the kink in it.
The kink where it was folded up.
Where it was folded in the back.
Like, girl, you gotta, like, take a flat iron to that. Them tracks, honey.
Hot gluing hair to an outfit is very difficult. Like, I've done it before. I'll do it again. It's, hair is just really hard to work with. So, creating sculpture and an outfit with it. But, like, I feel like just, I think what it was is that it was just plain tracks of hair, you know, and they're just, like, laid flat. And there was, like, no design to it. There was a whatever. And I think that, again, they said, like, it didn't really fit her body. And then I don't know what the fasteners were up here. It looked like a reveal, which we find out later it is. But, like, I wish that her reveal was, like, on the runway. I feel like that would have
helped.
At least... Yeah, because then we wouldn't have been staring at, like, why is that Velcro, like, not lining up with the, right there in the front, you know? I feel like if she took that hat off and she had just had a long ponytail underneath it and she just, like, walked the runway in the all-black outfit.
We've seen them ponytails, girl. That was the Miss Thing.
Even if it was three hair, I don't know, because you can, here's the deal with all, in drag, you can get away if it's a reveal. Like, it doesn't even matter if you, like, are Mimi, I'm first, shuffling it off. As long as you're changing outfits in the middle of your number, the kids are going to go up. And I feel like that could have happened with her look. I'm just saying. Right. I'm just saying.
So Priyanka wins. She wins a VIP and luxury experience at a luxury Hilton. And where is this at? Laklimi? How you pronounce it? Is it Laklimi?
How about our Canadian fans go to LatriceManila@gmail.com and let us know?
Yeah.
I thought Priyanka did really great, and I think this is a great win for her. And I knew from the Meet the Queens videos, I was like, she's someone to watch.
Yeah.
And I think that she's really a contender to go all the way.
Yeah, and she was the team captain of her team, and she was, able to really do it. And she was honestly, as a viewer, a joy to watch through this process. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, and even when she wins, like, she just has so much, like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. She doesn't, you're not feeling like, I expected to win. I didn't feel like any of, whatever. She's just lovely and innocent, and as a viewer, I feel like we're getting to watch Drag Race from fresh eyes.
Yeah, you know? Totes. Yeah.
Now, do you agree with the bottoms?
Our bottom twos are Tainomi and Starzy, and unfortunately, I kind of agree with it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Combining the runway and the challenge, it's kind of,
that's kind of it. Because Alona, she turned it on the runway, even though her performance was womp. But she redeemed herself on the runway, and it was very, very strong. So it did super exceed, what she did on the challenge.
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, you have two strikes. So I'm sorry, the girls all have to be in the bottom. So we have the queens lip syncing in front of Deborah Cox.
Baby,
a Deborah Cox song, classic.
Absolutely not. Should Absolutely I wear my not. Hair in a ponytail? Should I dress myself up in Chanel? How? But I
don't know that any drag queen has ever done this song before.
Oh, as I just bust just out kidding. In full I'm verse.
I'm just kidding. This is one of the most popular drag songs.
And every bitch would have a ponytail on while they was doing it.
And just all energy, right?
All full out. Which we did not get, unfortunately.
Deborah Cox's voice is such a powerful instrument. It's one of the best gifts a drag queen can have, because it's obviously not our voices singing. So when we project something, we want something that's big, over the top, grand, and beautiful. And that is Deborah Cox right there. So
100.
Yeah.
I have to say, getting to watch Deborah Cox lip sync is a joy for me.
Okay, but plot twist, did we forget to mention that Tainomi has been a backup dancer for Deborah Cox for over a decade? So this woman knows this woman, and should be able to turn this. She could have busted out some old choreography from a video or a performance, right. But I didn't get that either. But I did expect a lot more. I will say this, though. I understand that you've been standing on that runway for about 3 hours, but your knees are numb, you can't feel your toes, and you're giving all you can give with what you can, because nobody knows that part. It's all edited out, so it looks like it's fast, bitch.
And Tainomi is no spring chicken, okay? she look young, but
them knees are old.
I get that. But it her performance was a little underwhelming for what the expectations, I think, that we all have been fed from, from the show. Like, all the other queens talk so highly of her. She talks highly of herself. Deborah motherfucking Cox know who she is. So I was expecting a lot more, especially because I think she was getting the choreography, but obviously she failed at the, I don't know. After last week's lip sync and then seeing this lip sync, I feel like, I don't know, I just, I thought there should
she
be more.
She did the tearaway. I mean, I thought she did great. She did the tearaway. She revealed I have another hair outfit under my hair outfit.
Okay. But then I'll...
She revealed... She
but we covered this. She should have done that on the runway, hat. And maybe she wouldn't have been in the bottom if having to give us this underwhelming performance.
Like, where was that before?
Where it ought to be. Covered up.
Well, here's the deal.
Oh my God, Latrice!
Here's the other deal, though. Like, I feel for her because I'm not a dancer when I perform. If I was to perform a Deborah Cox song, trust me, it would be all here as well because I can't do the dancing. Right. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I actually was preferring Anastasia's performance because I, as a queen that can't dance, was enjoying the dancing of the lips and the performance up here and the emoting of the song. Because I think that Anastasia's lip sync
was tighter than
Tainomi.
It was a matter of energy over lips, over whatever. But like either one, it was like you're not getting the total package. You weren't getting the full fantasy. Like each one of them had something that you wish the other one had. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I feel like because the hair was just covering so much of her, it was just kind of shielding her face. I don't think that her full performance was able to be experienced from the judge's point of view as well. So I don't know. And also, like, as Deborah Cox is being your guest host this week, you can't send Tainomi home.
No, ma'am.
You know?
Tainomi did, you know, she did it justice enough. You know what I mean? Like, she twirled enough, she kicked enough, and did a graceful split.
She gave
like,
a performance.
You know, she gave a performance.
But, you know, Anastasia, she'll really be missed. She was such a, like, classy presence.
Yes, absolutely.
And such a powerhouse in the world of drag in general. So like it was great seeing her on our WoW Presents Plus app for a few weeks.
Yeah, and she really did last week when she told her story of like of where she came from in the Bahamas and how she was able to come to Canada. I think that we all have like a love and respect for her, and I'm interested in seeing more from her. So I'm sad to see her go, but like, you know, it the pressure's on, girls. Like if this pageant winner can be sent home with all of her polish, then like anyone could be next.
Anyone could be next. So
she took that lipstick out, went up to the mirror, and then said, "No," and put it on.
I'm not ruining this very good, perfectly good lipstick for a message that I don't even want to write.
She did that.
Was
she did that.
Sickening. That was sickening. She said, I have
she did that.
She was Whitney Houston. She says, I have nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Crazy. Well, that's our episode. I'm sad to see Anastasia go. Congratulations to Priyanka.
We love you, queen. You are gorgeous and stunning, and you will always be Anastasia. Thanks, Alaska, for joining us. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alaska. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Of course. I want to remind you guys, if you guys want to get in contact with us or share your experience of being a Canadian with us uneducated Americans with our COVID-19, please send an email to latriceandmanila@gmail.com, and we might even read your message on air.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for listening to The Chop.
Chop, 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 chop. Na 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 na.
The Chop is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Crave Canada, or any of their subsidiaries.
It is intended for entertainment and information purposes only.
Canada's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
The Chop is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media.
Mom.
Hosted by Latrice Royale and Manila Luzon.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem Belli.
Alaska Thunderfuck.
Brett Boehm.
Joe Cilio.
And Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is The Chop by Manila Luzon and Latrice Royale.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.